Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. FM on your radio dial. Melissa and James hanging out with you.
We are here.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us. Going to get some entertainment news in a moment here, and want to touch on a couple of other fun topics we've got for you. Is TSA PreCheck worth it? We will get into that. Got that going on a little bit later. I got some other fun topics I want to get into, too. I got one here. Okay, I didn't get to pre-read it, so I wasn't sure if we were going to do it, but let's just go ahead. Only 6% of people don't like their first name. We will get into that later as well.
Only 6.
Interesting stuff. But we'll kick off with entertainment news, and this is an interesting story that is building a little bit. Meghan Markle is trying to build her lifestyle brand, but not everyone is on board. Word has it that Meghan asked Dolly Parton to appear on her Netflix show With Love, Meghan, and got denied. A celebrity commentator on a recent podcast said Dolly's team was livid because they thought Meghan just wanted to use Dolly to boost her cred. And she was kind of like blunt about this, that she wasn't apparently even saying anything about being a fan of Dolly's or even knowing her music, just that she, you know, wanted to use somebody popular and that could get her over with a certain, you know, audience. And this is all in theory. This is not coming from, you know, Meghan Markle herself or anything.
I don't even know who that is. Oh, yeah. Member of the British royal family.
I had to look it up. I had to double check who it is. But yeah, for those that don't know.
Duchess of Sussex.
Didn't they give up their titles?
Google is still showing her.
I know that one of the couples, one of the sets of boys, I thought they gave up theirs. They also didn't want to, quote, risk Dolly's reputation and her popularity by associating with Meghan. So there was that part of it, too. But part of the reason this is a story, and this isn't saying that she is a, she's going to go with everything. But Dolly Parton doesn't say no. Like, she does so much stuff that we don't even know about. She does 100 different things behind the scenes that nobody even hears about, for not just celebrities, but people in general. And for her to say no to somebody, it carries weight.
There's a reason, because she does things thoughtfully. Mm-hmm. She's going to think through all the implications and the consequences of choosing to do something with another celebrity.
I'm just counting in my head. I want to say it's 6 or 7 decades this woman has had a career, had a productive, successful career. You don't get that without being smart about things, without making, you know, strategic, smart moves with your career.
And when you hook your horse to someone else's buggy, you know, there's you're carrying some baggage then.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah, I would.
For good or evil.
To be honest, even if their popularity was reversed, I wouldn't want to work with this Meghan. The bit that I do know of it. And honestly, I don't know, you know, what good it would do.
What benefit would it? Not that Dolly is looking to see what benefit, how it would benefit her, but it would be probably more detrimental to her than positive.
And the fact that it's bad enough to get denied, but that it's being reported and it's out there and all these things, that is not going to help anything either.
And I doubt that. I don't know. I can't speculate.
Yeah.
I don't know them personally.
One thing we can talk about, and something that we noted a little while ago, too, that Taylor Swift in her Taylor versions or re-recordings. That she's been doing this for a while. All the different variants of each one that she's done and everything, and all of it really hasn't amounted to anything now. Taylor announced on Friday that she has regained possession of all the music she's ever made.
Good for her.
She bought the rights back from Shamrock Capital, which bought her catalog from Scooter Braun, who scooped them up right from under Taylor's nose. In a message in her website, Taylor said, quote, I can't thank you enough for helping me to reunite me with this art that I have dedicated my life to, but have never owned until now. The best thing that have ever been mine finally actually are mine. Yeah. Not that Taylor cares, but Scooter issued a statement saying, quote, I am happy for her. I'm sure. Why even do that, man? Who are you doing that for but yourself?
PR.
Exactly. Taylor re-recorded four of the albums in question, Fearless, Red, Speak Now, 1989. The only ones she didn't get to were her 2006 self-titled debut and Reputation. So there's only two albums that she hadn't done this with. So one thing about this, though, that is a lot of people spent a lot of money on those re-releases, and now it doesn't really mean anything. And
well, I don't know. I disagree with that because she included a lot of other music on those re-releases that weren't on the originals.
I think that this is all being said by people who already have an agenda about her. She has gotten to the point, if she wasn't already there as an artist, where if people are coming into the conversation that don't like her or do like her, you're leaving it the same way. Nothing is going to change that one way or the other. And that's just what happens when you get to a certain status and when you are a certain type of person or celebrity. This isn't something that you can do much about. It is what it is. If I am a fan of hers and I bought those albums, I'm not looking back. I don't have any regrets. Whether she did add new stuff to it or not. You were doing it because you were trying to help the artist. So I don't think you should feel bad about any of that. I think where it comes into play is a lot of the people that really could be you. Taylor Swift owns an island. Taylor Swift is not going to hurt for money the rest of her days. There's nothing that could, that she's got to worry about when it comes to that. If she never produced another second of music, she's going to be all right. The artists that don't own their music, that desperately need that one hit or something along those lines, those are the artists that I think a lot of people are thinking about with this stuff. To me, I feel like she brought attention to that.
Yes. And that is the definite, very much big positive of what she's doing with this effort, is showing other artists that they can own the rights to their own music, and they should be able to.
Yeah. Yeah. She didn't, and she wasn't like, forcing people to do this or crying about it or anything.
They made the choice to buy them. So that's on them. If they're upset about it, I don't get it, but okay.
Well, I think a lot of people, again, the cynical person that's coming into this conversation without liking her already is saying, oh, she did this to sell more albums. As somebody who, to be honest and blunt with everybody, I don't have a feeling or an emotion one way or the other about her or any of this. To me, this just looks like something that this is just the way it played out, and sometimes things just happen that way. And as somebody who is a fan of a lot of those artists I was just talking about, I appreciate that she did do this. You need somebody like her fighting for this stuff.
She can, and that's right. The beauty of it.
I talk about this a lot. If I get on the air and I talk, I bring attention to anti-Semitism. It's not that it means something, but it doesn't mean as much. I'm Jewish. Of course I'm going to do that. I would like to think I would do that. When Melissa does something like that, who doesn't need to take on that cause or that fight, it means a little bit more. When she did this, for whatever her reasonings for doing it, she took this on even though she didn't necessarily need to.
Taylor, we're talking about now.
Yes. where I think that that's very important, and I think we need more of that in society. Yes. People fighting for causes for other people. Yeah. And so I think it's cool. She's celebrating. She's posted it, and enjoy the music, everybody.
Yeah. Good for her.
I think this one's a fun one, Melissa. It'd be almost impossible to name the best Pixar movie, especially considering I haven't seen some of them, and I know Melissa hasn't either.
Correct.
So I think that one we're going to do down the line here is one of these ones where we're going to watch some of these movies, like as a team. We're going to have a team building. We're going to watch some of these
team
movies.
Team movie night.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to do that.
With snacks.
Yes. Yes. With snacks. Oh, yes. Absolutely with snacks. But for now, I one of the things that I would like to get into is just rewinding for a second. We didn't get a chance to do this. I had a plan yesterday, but I forgot that you had leave early. So if you don't mind, I wanted to rewind a little bit. Last Friday, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater had a karaoke night with Nanny.
Yeah.
I thought you were able to attend. Did you? Were you able to? How did it go?
Oh, it was so fun. And there were so many people there. It was really, really great. Chatting with Gretchen, Gretchen Powers, the executive director of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater afterwards, she said, this is like one of the first karaoke, and they've had a few of these karaoke nights before, but this is one of the first where there was as many non-theater people there as theater people. And it was really, awesome. Really fun to see, and so much talent. And even just people getting up and having fun, you know, because part of the fun of karaoke is you don't have to be good to get up there. You just have to own it.
Absolutely.
You just have to do the best you can. Aaliyah was our DJ for the night, and she did a fantastic job of encouraging people to get up there and sing. And she herself is an amazing performer and singer. Mm-hmm. And I think we had more songs put in than we could possibly have sung throughout the night, but it was a great time. There was a lot of, I believe there was a decent amount of money raised for NAMI, and the NAMI crew was there, and they had a good time. And actually, I ran into a couple of them the next night at Every Brilliant Thing, I believe it's called, in Stevens Point, that Steve Martin was performing, the one-man show he did to raise mental health awareness and advocacy for mental health.
I heard that was so good. I'm so mad at myself for not seeing it.
It was fantastic. It was amazing. It was really, really well done. Congratulations, Steve Martin. And, you know, just helping to raise awareness for people who are struggling or have family members who are struggling.
Big shout out to our friends at NAMI, do some amazing work in our communities. One of the things that, thank you for that, Melissa. I was curious how it went and everything.
It was fantastic. I can't wait till the next karaoke night.
It is going to be so busy over at WRCT. They got so many things going on. The Silver Foxes are going to be performing coming up on June 12th, a tribute to Laughin'. This is going to be a lot of fun. It'll be on June 12th at 2 o'clock and then the 13th at 6 at the WRCT Auditorium. Nice. All summer long, you got great kid shows going on. I believe the first one is at Lunch by the River. They're going to have Snow White and the Seven Endings. That'll be June 19th.
Ooh. All right.
You can find out more about that and so many other the great youth productions, because Dare to Dream is going to be coming up in June 19th. West Side Story School Edition, July 10th. And in August, they will wrap up with the Brothers Grimm Speculathon. Speculathon. Yeah, got to get used to saying that.
I don't know. Brothers Grimm something or other.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And all of these things are just waiting for you, everybody. Go check them out. A lot of cool stuff going on over there.
And season tickets are already on sale for next season, and it's going to be a great season.
Yeah. Think about it, everybody. Think about getting on over there, checking out getting those tickets, signing up. And as a shameless plug, if you'd like to get your audition sheet in for On Golden Pond, I think the director would be very happy about that.
Yeah, I think we know the director, don't we?
Yeah, he's a weirdo. Yeah? He's weird.
Come on, James. I'm excited for your to see you direct this show. I just can't wait.
Just to let the audience know, I have cast my mother and father in the lead roles.
You have not.
it was an artistic choice. I'm trying to do something. Nobody's ever seen On Golden Pond with an Italian and a Jew from Chicago. I think that'll be funny. It'll be interesting. I'm not going to have them learn their lines. I'm just going to have them go out there and be themselves. But everybody else will be doing the play.
On Golden Pond, like you've never seen it before, ever, and probably don't want to ever again.
No, nobody will.
No offense, Mom and Dad. No, that really wasn't aimed at you.
Not at all. It's just there's all kinds of things waiting for you at wrctheater.org. Buy local support the arts, everybody.
And come down and join us. We always have a blast.
We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun right here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. Happy Tuesday, everybody. So we got a lot of people getting ready to travel, or maybe already got their plans to travel, got their plane ticket all set and ready to go. So throughout the summer, we're going to be touching on a couple of airline topics and different things that I've had saved just to kind of get into this time of year.
Okay.
One of the ones that I had put a, put aside just from a couple of weeks ago is about the TSA pre-check. And journalistically, I will mention, I have never even thought about this. When I travel, I don't bring a lot with me. Even when I moved to California, I didn't bring a whole lot with me. I did mail some stuff ahead of time, but it wasn't a lot of things or anything like that. I think that's the only time I've ever thought about pre-check before. Otherwise, I usually get to the airport an hour early anyway, and I'm just kind of, you know, kind of roll with that stuff. And I don't have a lot of money. I'm talking about back in the day when I flew a lot. I don't fly as much anymore. And so I've always been kind of curious about this. Does it really help? Is it really that good? Well, a study found it only saves an average of 7 minutes. But they're a hard 7 minutes. The average person with pre-check said it takes 36 minutes to get through airport security. That's compared to 43 minutes of everyone else. Pre-check people also get through the airport just as early, 1 hour and 41 minutes for domestic flights compared to 1 hour and 47 minutes for non-pre-checkers. And they also they claim pre-check makes the whole experience a lot less stressful, though. On a scale from 1 to 10, people with pre-check rated the stress of getting through security as a 3.4, and that's compared to a 7.3 before they signed up. The poll also looked at the most stressful things about flying and gave three choices: the TSA line, crying babies, and ending up in the middle seat. Middle seats ranked first with about half the vote, and around 40% said crying kids, and just about 10% ranked the security line. So interesting. I think a little similar, oddly enough, but not to what we were talking about earlier. And something we were touching on is, you know, is the money worth it? Is it save you more? And sometimes that has to do with, okay, well, if I buy the cheap thing, I'm just going to have to buy a new one in a couple months, or something like this, where is it worth saving your time? Is that peace of mind worth it?
Well, and it probably also has to do with how often you fly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Because if it's just one time, probably not worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is how often I fly. I'm like maybe once every 3 years. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't seem like the ends justify the means for people like us, at least. But I have... You know, Will, I just brought him up earlier. His ears are burning. He goes to Vegas once a month and does a set over there. And so
once a month, that's worth, yeah.
Yeah. But I almost guarantee, now, to be fair, he's a stand-up comedian, so you can, you know, take that with what it is as far as his income or anything like that. But I don't think he even does this. I don't think he does the pre-check thing and stuff.
No.
And now he's a little different than I am with stuff. I'm a planner, and I feel better. I'm not going to feel good getting to the airport if I'm not exactly an hour, at least an hour early. If I'm 58 minutes early, I'm not going to feel as good about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Will show up. Will just show up. He'll just get there like, oh, yeah.
But if he does it once a month, he knows the drill. He knows what to expect. He knows where he's going because he's always going to the same airport. And sometimes that's I'm going to show up 2 hours early at least because I don't want to have any hiccups.
Hiccups
are still going to happen.
Exactly. Honestly, I've never thought about this before, but it's almost exactly as it is preparing this show. I've never done this show. I think maybe once, maybe in the almost 10 years I've been doing this, I've not gotten here an hour early, at least an hour early. And I prep and I got everything set, ready to go. Not because I think everything's going to go perfect, but because I know things are going to go wrong. It's radio. It's live radio. You're on a high wire with no net. Something is going to happen. So everything that I've got planned, at least I've got that out of my mind. I don't have to worry about that. I got the commercial breaks all set. I got this all set. So when things do go wrong, at least I have something to lean on and count on, and I don't have to worry about that stuff. I think flying is very similar for me. I know when I get to the airport, something's going to go wrong, or yes. I misread something or something along those lines. So
we
if I'm
are
an hour
aggressive
early,
over planners,
very aggressive over planners. it's funny when you say this stuff out loud and you realize, yeah. Okay, well, maybe I didn't need to share that. But it's all about relatability and comparisons. And that's so much of what not only what we're doing here, but when we're talking about this stuff, I think it's a key to the conversation. Because like you said, not everybody's going to, this is going to apply to everybody.
Right, because there are a lot of us that just don't fly or don't fly, that fly so infrequently that it's not concerned.
Part of what I think is interesting, too, is the other side of that with people who never flew much but are now. We just had our local airport have to get bigger and grow because of some of this. We've all heard about Sand Valley and the popularity of that and the rise of population over there. And not just that, but people wanting to come here just to golf and then leave. Yeah. That airport has become a taxi in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Which is a good thing. It's a good thing for our area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
in
a real
ways.
Good thing.
Yes.
I think it's really cool, actually. I'd love to see, what my papa would think of what's, gone on with the Rome area and some of that area that he loved so much. And this is just kind of where things go, which is all the more reason why we need important funding and people in running these things and running
our
airports.
And people who are running the airports that know what they're doing.
Yes.
I don't know if you watched the most recent John Oliver about TSA employees or flight operators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a bookmark.
Is that what they're called?
I'm 100%
on
that.
Why am I not remembering
what they're
called?
I can't think of what you're talking about.
It's the people who are air traffic controllers.
Thank you.
There we go. I got there eventually.
You got it.
But yeah, it's an incredibly stressful job, and we need them.
We
don't
want
planes
important.
Colliding in the air, and I didn't know all of that history. You will enjoy that episode. There's a lot of information in there.
Well,
high stress job that they're not putting enough effort into the infrastructure. A lot of the systems they're working with are the same systems the previous two generations were working on.
How does it benefit if we're cutting things to save money when all we're doing is just making us, it's just going to cost us more in the long run because of the hiccups, the mistakes, or what have you? It's actually a theme we've had all show. We've talked about here, whether we're
pretty
talking
much.
About eggs or repurposing clothes or, some of these other things we've talked about today.
And it really is a question of, do we want to just save money now to cost ourselves more later?
Well, that's just it.
Is that a good idea?
It's busy work. We're not actually saving money. These cuts and all these things that have happened, they're not actually saving us a penny. For one, how many of you out there, everything's gotten cheaper for you? You're seeing more in your bank account. How many people out there are feeling any of that?
My insurance rates just went up.
This has been going on for months now. When are we supposed to start seeing the benefits of this? When are we supposed to start seeing it's the American people where the positives are? How are we not feeling that already? We were supposed to. We were told we were going to. We're also told that this is, for the benefit of our taxes and a better income and a better world or any of these things. Getting rid of, nobody wants wasted spending. Nobody wants to spend, looks at their tax dollars and says, you know what, do whatever you want with it. That's not how this works. And nobody would be against that. But also, I would like to think that there are enough people out there smart enough to realize when they're getting hustled. And when they're getting told, hey, look at the shiny red apple, while over here they're doing 100 other things that are hurting us and making our taxes harder and making it easier for the rich. Mm-hmm. This is not about, politics to me. This is beyond politics. It's gotten beyond politics now. You can go ahead and use that as a label if you want, everybody, but I'm not anymore. I'm talking about people. People are doing this to people. I'm stripping away the politics of it anymore. I'm done with it.
Well, because it doesn't seem to matter.
It doesn't. It does not matter. It doesn't matter if they have a D or an R in front of their name. Who's fighting for us? Who, and because I want any single politician to tell me how they have suffered, how they have had to sacrifice, how through all of these things that have been going on, they've had what they have gone through. I've been trying for years to get Van Orton on the air with me. I want to ask him just a couple of questions. I won't even keep more than 5 or 10 minutes. I got 2-3 questions, the same questions I've had for 4 years now with this guy. And not once, the only time he has ever responded back, it was something childish. Because they don't have to suffer. They're not going through anything that we are going through. The you out there that's suffering the troubles that you are experiencing right now, they have no idea what that's like. And that's not how this is supposed to work. I'm not saying that a politician has to agree with everything I'm saying. It shouldn't be that way. No, it should be something we all agree on. Exactly.
They work for the people. And some of them are not doing that.
And you know what? I'm getting to a point where I ain't voting for somebody that does not know what struggle is. That does not know what it's like to live a day in the life of an average American. I'm done with it. And if I don't get the candidates for that, I'm fighting for those candidates. I'm fighting for getting that representation because I am tired of seeing a bunch of people up there with perfect lives that have never had dirt under their nails telling me that I need to suffer more, that I need to just suck it up. When's the last time you did? When in once in your life did you ever suffer? Get out of here with that. That doesn't make any sense to me. And if it does to you, please explain it to me because I don't get it. It's a math problem that I have yet to figure out.
Math isn't our strong suit.
No, to be fair. Although being honest, though, I mean, math is definitely not my strong point. It's definitely not
mine either. So, I'll be the first to say it.
Melissa's strong point is the news. We're going to get to that right now. we'll come back after our news, sports, and entertainment break. We got some fun stuff lined up for you. We're looking forward to diving into coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa and James hanging out with you. And joining us on the phone line right now is District Administrator with Port Edward School District, Jim Benna. Jim, good to have you with us.
Good morning, James. How are you today?
Doing good. Thanks so much for being here, Jim. We appreciate the time. How are things going over with the school, with the district over in Port Edwards as we're getting close to wrapping up the school year?
Oh, everything is going great, James. We're having a lot of exciting and fun end-of-the-year activities. We had our elementary carnival yesterday. Our middle school is going to Wisconsin Dells tomorrow on a field trip. We just graduated the class of 2025 this past Saturday. School is over for students here in Port Edwards at 12:30 on Thursday, this Thursday the 5th. So, all of the end of the year fun and exciting things are taking place.
This gives me an opportunity. I apologize, Melissa and Seth. I did not tell you guys ahead of time. I'm going to be. I'm just going to tag along and chaperone that trip to the Dells. just tag along just for fun, just to be there.
You need an extra one, right?
I love the Dells. That's great, Jim.
We can get your wristband, James.
I appreciate that, Jim. One of the things that I appreciate you mentioning that, and thank you so much for the details. We like to always any opportunity we can to remind everybody out there that we are getting closer and closer to school being done for the year. It means more kids out and about. Be smart. Keep your eyes out for the little ones and everything as they're bopping around. And Jim, something else that we want adults to think about is the 19th annual Blackhawk Scramble coming up Monday, June 16th. New location for the event this year.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, it's the 19th annual Blackhawk Scramble. This event is sponsored and hosted by the Port Edwards Education Foundation. Port Edwards Education Foundation, or PEEF, is an education foundation that was started in 1996 by Mr. Ed Hoyer and is going on almost its 30-year anniversary. And the Port Edwards Education Foundation, since 1996, has given over $300,000 in grants to the Port Edwards School District. So this is the primary fundraiser for PEEF. And as you mentioned, it's at a new location. Our golf scramble this year is happening at Bullseye Golf Club on Monday, June 16th. Again, yes. It's at Bullseye, new location. It starts at 9:30 a.m. Registration and driving range will open, and at 11 o'clock is the shotgun start.
This is a really fun event. You know, this area loves its golf, loves to be able to chance to be a part of any of these events. And the only thing they love more than golf is being a part of a golf for a cause. We have many events throughout the summer that a lot of people attend, a lot of similar people attend as well. With this one, this is also included. Not only are you getting golf, you're getting a good meal with this one too, Jim.
Absolutely. Yeah, and James, we're very thankful for everyone who signs up each year. We see so many of the same familiar faces year after year, not only at PIF every year, but at all of our local golf scrambles. So we're very thankful for people that take time off of work and they come out. And of course, we have a good time at these events, but it's for a great cause. And this money, it goes directly to benefit our students here in Port Edward. So we're so thankful for that. As you mentioned, James, it is a great day. $85 for a golfer, and that includes the green fees, the cart rental, range balls. There's going to be a lot of raffle prizes, like we always enjoy at our golf outings. And you get a bag lunch and dinner from Bullseye. And we know that's going to be two great meals if it's coming from Bullseye.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Good food.
You know, and another thing that you guys mentioned in the flyer and have talked about on social media a little bit that I think is great to consider for everybody that's, that loves golf or cannot wait to get out there. There might be people, it's summer. Maybe you are already going to be out of town and you're not able to attend, or you just are not a huge golfer, but you love this cause. Maybe you're a former Blackhawk and you'd like to help out or something. We want you to consider honoring a family member, a classmate, or a friend. You can sponsor a hole in their name.
Absolutely. If you would like to sponsor a hole, in, as you mentioned, James, in memory of a loved one or a special occasion or a milestone, hole sponsorship this year is $100. And a check for $100 can be made out to the Port Edwards Education Foundation and mailed to P.O. Box 99, Port Edwards, Wisconsin, 54469.
And, Jim, there's other ways people can find out more about this, too. I encourage you to go to BullseyeGolfClub.com. They've got a great link about this for them there. There's also Sue and Sharon that we can call and text if we need.
Absolutely. Sharon can be reached at 715-340-0155. Or Sue can be contacted at 715-213-0156. And they can answer all of your questions. They can help you get all set up to be one of our golfers on June 16th.
This is going to be a really fun, great event for a wonderful cause and a great location, Bullseye Golf Club. You can have a cup of water there and have a good time. It's a great place.
Absolutely.
Encourage you to sign up, find out more about this one, everybody, and be a part of the event. Buy local, support local. And Jim, thanks so much for helping Melissa and I do what we do around here, buying local, supporting local, and talking about local events.
Absolutely, James, and I want to say thank you both from PIF and from the Port Edwards School District for allowing us this great opportunity to talk about all the great things that are happening here in the Port Edwards School District and all of the great support that the PIF organization has given to us for nearly 30 years. Again, I want to circle back. They have donated over $300,000 that have gone directly for programming, technology upgrades, field trips, and more. That's gone to the students of the Port Edwards School District to make our educational programs that much better here in Port Edwards. So thank you to PIF, and thank you to WFHR for giving us this platform today.
Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to talking again real soon. And in between then, enjoy the summer, have a good one, and enjoy the event. Thanks so much for joining us, Jim.
Thank you, James. Have a great day.
You too. You too. Port Edwards Education Foundation 19th Annual Blackhawk Scramble happening Monday, June 16th at Bullseye Golf Club right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to find out more about that one. Again, you can go to BullseyeGolfClub.com if you'd like. You can also go to their website. And I would say throwing it into your search bar is also a way of having it pop up and being able to register for the scramble and get yourself all set and ready to go. So all you got to do is make sure your clubs are with you.
And I can attest, it's a beautiful, beautiful facility there. Their food is fantastic, and the views of the river there are just amazing.
I love it out there. I can't even begin. I have no idea how many times I've been the bullseye, but I know I've enjoyed myself every time I've been out
and
there.
And you're doing this for a great cause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks a lot to Jim for joining us. That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was.
We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back, and Melissa and I will wrap up the show, the morning show, right here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you all had a great time today. We had some fun. Want to thank all of our listeners and our guests. Big shout out to Jim from the Port Edwards School District for joining us there. Want to remind everybody, I was remiss in not mentioning, a great way to find out more and to reach out to them if need be is their Facebook page. They got a great Facebook page to check out. I would encourage you to type into your search bar either Port Edwards Education Foundation or Port Edwards School District. Even the 19th Annual Blackhawk Scramble, you will find it. If you need any help, let us know, and we will help you find it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking to Jim there got me thinking about some of my old grade school days, and some of them I spent out here at Washington School. And for years at Washington School, Melissa, I had the pull-up record.
Whoa, what's that? Oh, like pull-ups?
Mm-hmm.
Like the bar? And
I would say almost, the last I checked, I was there about 10 years after I graduated, and I still had the record.
Nice, that's cool.
To be fair, I weighed 5 pounds back then.
not true.
It was maybe 15. But I don't remember how many I had, but it was, you know, in the 20s, 30s, 40s, somewhere around there. I can tell you it wasn't in the 7,000s. An Australian fitness enthusiast completed 7,079 pull-ups in 24 hours, nearly doubling the previous Guinness World Record.
Wow.
Olivia Vinson, 34, told Guinness World Records she was looking for a challenge when her husband and coach suggested she attempt the record for the most pull-ups in 24 hours by a female.
Huh.
Vinson said it was only after she crunched the numbers on the previous record, which was set by a Polish woman, Paula Gorallo, in 2021, that she started to reconsider even doing this because she was not even going to think about it. She thought would never even get close. The old record was 4,081. Quote, after a little while, I did some maths on this and thought maybe I could. Vincent trained for 3 months before her first attempt, which ended prematurely. I got about 12 hours in and I pulled a bicep tendon in my left arm, which meant at that point I had to stop. The injury forced her to take 2 months off before resuming training. She finally felt ready for a second attempt. Quote, 19 hours in, I started to feel quite nauseous, and I think it was just from being overtired, and it was something I had to just manage as best as possible. The athlete managed to complete the attempt for 7,079 pull-ups, an average of 5 pull-ups every minute.
Oh my goodness, I cannot even imagine.
I am tired just saying this.
I can't do one. I never could.
Man.
I tried a lot.
Like that, that's just, I mean, there are.
I mean, I never trained for it, let's be real. But,
you
do try every now and then. You're like, nope.
Well, I think that some of the, and I don't want to speak for her or anything, but I think she touches on a little bit of this. So, you know, just synopsizing a little. I think some of the point of this was that anybody can, you know, they train, they work at it. You can do this too. And not necessarily to break a world record, but just to, you know, feel healthier, get in shape or something along those lines. I work out 4 times a week, but I don't go to a gym. I do a very old school, you know, workout that's just basically not only about cardio and, you know, trying to keep my back straight, but also because it feels good. It feels good to do. I enjoy it. It's a part of my, you know, routine. It has been since I was a kid. If you want to go out there and be the next Mr. Universe or something like that, you know, that's a different story. But if you're looking to have some fun, you want to enjoy, you know, you enjoy exercise and you look at it as fun, this might be something to, I'm not saying trying to break a world record, but just something to keep in mind that where you start is not where you finish.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. That is a pretty cool story.
That is, and that's a crazy amount of pull-ups. Oh,
that's
my goodness.
Insane. I don't even know if I can. I don't even know if I can count that high. I don't.
I hope somebody else was counting for her.
Yeah, yeah.
She also had to keep track of how many she was doing. My goodness.
Oh, then it would have turned into a Danny Wright story. Then it turns into that. We got great things lined up for you today, everybody. We wanted to touch on some of the stuff that you have to look forward to, like Civic Media's Scani Summer Text to Win contest going up and down the state.
So many great prizes with this. You want to get in on it. If you have the Civic Media app, you want to be ready to hear those keywords. If you don't have it, download it now. You still have time. It's quick. It's easy. It's free.
Your next keyword is probably 10 minutes away or so. It'll be coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, and then you'll have the 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock hours, and of course, be listening over the next 2 weeks, this week and next week, for opportunities to play along and get that keyword to text to us.
Yeah, because you have four chances to win. Because there's a winner. Is there a winner every hour?
Yes.
That's the game is. Yeah. Okay, yes. So there's a winner four times a day. And if you enter all those four times, that's four times you're entered in for the grand prize every day. That ups the chances of you winning. And those grand prizes are awesome.
Get in on this, everybody. We appreciate everybody who already has, and help us get some bragging rights. The more people that get their name in there from here.
Do it from our station. We get the kudos for that.
Yeah, yeah. Help us get some bragging rights around here. Keep it up. If you are a fan of softball, then you should also be paying attention to the weather today. Because we are hoping to have softball tonight on 105.5 WIRI. Assumption softball at Pacelli Regionals going on. Mike and Laura hopefully going to cover that for us if Mother Nature cooperates. We'll see.
Right.
I would say keep an eye on that, everybody. Same thing goes for your Rafters, who are hosting Fond du Lac tonight at 6:20 over at Witter Field. Again, keep an eye on the forecast. We'll see what goes on with that. But hopefully they're able to play these games.
Yeah, hopefully. We don't want to miss out.
Yeah. Wanted to mention a couple of other things going on in our area, like Lunch by the River kicking off this week.
It's this week already. Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
This Thursday, June 5th, meet us over at beautiful Riverside Park, Veterans Memorial Park, for a fun time. Every Thursday, 11:30 to 1, this is hosted by the Chamber, along with all their friends. They've got some great sponsors for this this Thursday, along with great entertainment from the Southwood County YMCA Turner Gymnastic Team.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Some of our favorite food is going to be down there with food trucks and all kinds of other great things. It is going to be a fun summer. All June, July, and August, we're going to be over at Veterans Memorial Park for Lunch by the River. In fact, we will literally be down there in August.
We will. And do yourself a favor when you head down there, bring cash, because not all of the food vendors will take credit cards or debit cards. But yeah, so just bring some cash so you're ready and be ready to enjoy some great entertainment, great food, great company. It's usually a wonderful array of people down there.
Melissa, I don't know how much you know about time travel. I don't know a whole lot.
I've watched all of the Back to the Futures. I know everything.
There we go. See,
and
we're all set.
And the time traveler's wife.
Yep. You and I have the same amount of data and knowledge, and so I think we can speak on this.
And I think the hot tub.
Oh, yeah, hot tub time machine counts.
Yep,
yeah,
yep,
definitely,
yep.
Definitely. So yesterday we had on the Historic Point Boss. We were talking about their Historic Point Boss Pioneer Festival.
That's coming up this weekend.
It is a chance to time travel. You can go back in time and experience things. And it's a sensory experience you won't want to miss. Taste the homemade ice cream. Smell the campfire. See life the way it was lived in the past. Hear stories and sounds of nature the way the Wakeleys did. There are going to be food and beverages available. It's an event for the whole family. And
you'll be completely immersed into history.
This Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5, and then on Sunday, 10 to 4. Head on over to 364 Wakeley Road in beautiful Nakusa. Check out this event. They make this so affordable for families. I don't know the last time they updated their prices on these things. I think that's really cool of them. The best way we can show them how we appreciate that is attending.
Yeah, and there's so many volunteers that participate with this. I hope to be one of these years coming up, because I love dressing up in period costume and doing stuff like this. So it's on my bucket list.
Really appreciate our friends over there keeping history alive, and all of you that volunteer and help out with those events. HistoricPointBoss.com, you can go to find out more and register everybody.
Yes.
And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, DNR, invites the public to head outdoors for the 13th annual Free Fun Weekend happening June 7th and 8th. State park admission fees, fishing licenses, and trail passes are waived for all visitors.
awesome.
Check this out. Have some fun with this one, everybody. Be a part of it and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. So many options of things to do.
And a reminder that the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo is open for the season, everybody, at 1911 Gaynor Avenue, just a couple of blocks from us here. Every Tuesday through Sunday, they are open 10 to 7, closed on Mondays. And I cannot wait to get over there. I haven't gotten there yet. Got
to
get over there.
And to see all the animals. I haven't gotten there yet either. I can't wait.
I got to get once a year. I got to get over there at least. At least I got to get over there once a year. I will be going over there for a couple of United Way events that we've got going on. We'll be talking more about those. Terry will be joining us this week. We'll talk a little more about them.
Great.
If you want a chatty cat, think about a rescue instead of a purebred. A new study found there's a specific gene that makes cats purr and vocalize a lot. Mixed breed cats and strays are more likely to have it. Hmm. Researchers think they've evolved to because it makes the makes us love them more, and it's just, you know, something that has helped them get indoors. you know, I'm simplifying it, but there's actually some really cool science behind that. Mm-hmm. And I always find it fascinating. They have no idea where the purr comes from.
Really?
In a cat. Yeah. They don't. It's not from the vocals. It's not from the bass or from their chest or anything like that. They cannot figure out exactly where it really comes from.
That's weird. That's
very weird, right? That's very weird. But this study is kind of actually kind of interesting, I think.
But I love the variations with cats. Like Kevin the cat, he does these little chirps. and he will purr, but he doesn't meow that much. Like when you think about a talky cat, a lot of times they'll meow at you. But he chirps, and it's so cute.
Speaking of chirping, a video of an Australian vlogger shared his breakfast with a bird is trending online. He was traveling in China and having breakfast when it landed on his shoulder, so he gave it some bread and fruit, and it just stuck around for a little bit.
That's so cool.
It's a very cool video. If you're just looking for a palate cleanser, looking for something to smile at today, I think that's a really good one. I encourage you to check that out. Also, check out the Rapids Report today, everybody. We'll have a new edition for you lined up in there. We're going to be talking with our friends over at St. John's Episcopal Church.
Nice. Yeah, they have an event coming up this weekend, too.
Yeah. We're going to talk more about that. We'll have that going on a little bit later for you today and plenty more. Yes, be listening for it. Great show today, Melissa.
You too, James.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.